You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman. That right there in red hoodie, Greg Touchon. I'm Craig. I like red on you. I feel like you don't wear a lot of red.
Oh, no, not too much red. I try to save that for Labor Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, and, third round of the FedEx St. Jude Championship.
Of course.
But, yeah, a little cool up here today. It's like a low of 63 today. So a little cool. And I figured, why not go hoodie?
All right, bundled up. The two names at the top of the leaderboard here, Greg. JJ Spawn, 13 under par. Sepp Straka, 12 under. Probably a bit surprising, considering the fact that Sepp Straka had missed six consecutive cuts leading into this event. JJ Spawn hadn't done much since his win at the Valero Texas Open. But here we are, 18 holes away from these guys really changing the trajectory of this playoff and setting themselves up for a run at the Tour Championship, which unlocks so much stuff.
Yeah, it's really it's cool to see what they're doing. And they got themselves in the mix after round one with a 62 by JJ Spawn, a 64 by Sepp Straka. But you didn't know how that would last. And it really has. And especially in the case of JJ Spawn finishing out that final nine holes today, yeah. I thought that was really big. It really kind of separated himself. It obviously gave him the lead, but it showed that, hey, on Saturday, I can do this. I can get myself into the mix and keep it there. So I thought that was really important for him, and he's looking really good.
Yeah, the first nine holes for JJ Spawn on Saturday, he parred them all. Then he made bogey on 10, and I'm thinking, okay, this is where he just fades to like T19 and that's the end of it. But he was able to kind of right the ship, make three birdies coming in, and is now our 54-hole leader. It's not going to be easy, Greg, for either one of these guys, because there's a couple big names in tow. The 11 unders include Trey Mullinax. I did that. Wow. Will Zalatoris and Cam Smith. Zalatoris with a 5 under 65. He's ball striking the heck out of it. If he gets the hot putter on Sunday, maybe we can just break this zero PGA Tour thing win in real big style.
Yeah, I think that's a real possibility. I love a couple things that he's doing this week. Today he led the field in strokes gained approach the green. He does that for the year. So it's not a huge surprise. And he's had 2 days where he lost strokes putting, one day where he was second in the field. On Friday, he was second in the field. I think there's a good chance he gets the putter rolling again tomorrow. And it's a golf course that rewards great ball striking. So look, I love where Will Zalatoris sits right now, and I think he's going to have a really good shot heading into tomorrow. Maybe the biggest problem is that the other guy at 11 under par, not named Trey Mullinax, is probably the best putter in the world.
Yeah, and that's the guy that had a bunch of headlines leading into the week and might end up with a bunch of headlines exiting the week. Cameron Smith is who we're referring to. A Saturday 67 in that tie for third, two shots off the lead at 11 under par. Cam Smith also, like, by his own accords, like, left a couple out there, burned a couple of edges. But it's weird when he misses a putt and he misses one from 8 feet and you're like, oh my God, what happened here? But of course, as he continues to be in the mix and trying to solidify a late run at Player of the Year, the resume is building very quickly here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought heading into the playoffs, once he won a major, player of the year came down to who would win the FedEx Cup. If one of them, Scotty or Cam, could win the FedEx Cup, then they could win player of the year. Well, this is a big step in that direction, winning this week. And look, all of the concerns that I would typically have for Cam Smith here, I think were quelled a lot at the players. Like they're highlighted. I guess the worry is that he's going to miss one errantly off the tee and put himself out of play. But the players is even more penal than this golf course, and he won there. So look, he's has probably the most firepower of anybody in the game right now. I mean, he's probably the one guy you don't want chasing you, no matter who it is. And here he is sitting two shots back. I know he's going to give himself a chance tomorrow. It's just, can Will Zalatoris get himself up there and go toe-to-toe with them? I worry if Sepp Straka and J.J. Spawn are hanging on and it's Cam Smith chasing him down, there's going to be some trouble.
Cam Smith and Will Zalatoris, who are both two shots back, are co-favorites. They are up 4-1. Last time I checked, with J.J. Spawn at plus 450, Sepp Straka plus 900, and then Tony Finau, who, you know, didn't necessarily have his best stuff on Saturday, ends up shooting a 1-under 69. He's now four shots off the lead, two behind Zalatoris and Cameron Smith. 16-1, Greg, does he have a chance here to go back to back to back?
Yes, I like this setup for chasers. I think it presents opportunities because you can make a lot of birdies and you can make mistakes. And that combination sets up perfectly for freewheeling. The ability to go out there and one of the earlier groups, go crazy, make a bunch of birdies and post. It's a perfect setup for that. The problem is just that Cam Smith, Will Zalatoris, Sepp Straka, who won at PGA National, and you got a bunch of big names ahead of you and a lot of names, right? You're tied, or there are 15 players either better or tied with you. It's a lot of guys to contend with. It's a very crowded leaderboard. But I do think guys at 9-under and even guys like Colin Morikawa at 8-under still have a chance in this thing because of the setup. It's just, it's very bunched. So it's difficult to pick out who the guy's going to be.
Colin Morikawa, 40-1. By the way, Greg, I wanted to commend you. I heard this the other day. You are now calling him Colin Morikawa, which is the proper way to pronounce that as opposed to Colin Morikawa. But if you hear him say it, it's Morikawa, which is hard,
For my brain. Him say it.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so you got to change it. It doesn't feel right to say it that way, even though it is.
Yeah. Well, did you see what he's done?
He's setting up to come back and win this tomorrow.
He has made a run every single day, and he's like just given a couple of back. If he just has the run again and doesn't give two or three back or whatever it is, like, yeah, he has the ceiling, which is what I'd be looking for.
He's just peppering fairways.
Yeah.
And he's putting well. It's there for him. I mean, I could see him go out and shoot 63 tomorrow. I would not be surprised. We'll see if it's enough.
I'd be thrilled. I'm holding a Zalatoris and a Morikawa ticket. So if either one of them want to win this thing, I'd be quite happy. Okay. Well, we're obviously going to continue to keep our eye on that 70 line, right? Top 70 in the FedEx Cup standings. They're going to move on to the BMW Championship. I want to kind of put a bow on this real quick here, Greg, because Scottie Scheffler missing the cut is huge. Okay. And when you take that and you realize that there's only three playoff events and that they quadruple the points here, basically if Cam Smith wins, he takes over the number one spot. If Sam Burns wins, if Will Zalatoris wins, if Tony Finau wins, if Sung Jae-im were to find a way to win, they'd all basically be able to take over the number one spot because of how impactful the quadrupling of the points is. That we might have Scottie Scheffler taking a season's worth of good work and have it be gone in a blink of an eye because of one missed cut here.
Yeah, it's crazy how it happens, but it's just like any other sport. If you want to win the championship, you got to go win it. And Scotty knows that, and he's not out of the, just because he goes into the BMW not in the top spot doesn't mean he can't win the FedEx Cup. He's just got to play a lot better than he did this week, a lot better than he did on the front nine on Thursday, which ultimately is what really cost him in this thing. So, it's going to be really interesting to see. But this is the playoffs, and you winning the, you know, going in as the number one overall seed doesn't really mean anything. You got to win it in the playoffs. Playoffs.
Hit it, Jacob.
Playoffs.
Thank you. So good. So good. All right. Well, listen, we'll be back after Sunday's final round. We could have a new number one player in the world. We could have a new number one spot in the FedEx Cup standings. We could have a guy get his first win, or we could have like JJ Spott or Sepp Straka just like, oh, well, now I'm number two or three in the FedEx Cup standings. Boys, have fun. Who knows what's going to happen, but we'll be here to break it all down. Producer Jacob does all the hard work behind the scenes. Greg Ducharme is available on Twitter at TheRealGFD, and you can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.